Shalom, אנחנו נפתח בקטעים נבחרים.
We will be reading selected excerpts on the subject. If there's none else besides him, you can send us questions on cup.tv, some of which relevant to the lesson may be asked here during the lesson. So,
the topic, there is none else besides him, is the main topic, I would say the only topic in the wisdom of Kabbalah. All the other topics, if we say that they even exist, they exist only as those that join the scrutiny of there is none else besides him. All in all, the purpose of man, the reason for which he exists and that he does anything in this world, all of his life, all of his work, his efforts, either whether he does them consciously or unconsciously, they are all directed at the recognition, the attainment, the revelation of there is none else besides him to all of the created beings. And this full recognition or awareness is called dvekut, adhesion, and it comes according to equivalence of form with there is none else besides him, with the Creator. And therefore, all in all, everything that we do, either in a directed manner or inadvertently, we are all in all scrutinizing that there is no other force in the world that operates or can operate, but only the singular upper force, and all of our efforts, all in all, everything that we do is in order to scrutinize this unity, this uniqueness. And in order to scrutinize the actions of the Creator, we can do it only out of the attainment, the effort that we make between us. This is why all of our work is to scrutinize the uniqueness that the Creator is a one unique and unified force, and only He operates in us. Outside of us, we don't know what is going on, but only from within us. From within us, it means from the Havaya. Havaya means the Ten. When we are connected, and this way we scrutinize. There were times in the correction of the general soul of Adam HaRishon when seemingly individual souls were able to attain there is none else besides him, personally doing their own individual work by isolating themselves and delving deep inside of themselves. That was in the past. As in the past, there was eat little bread and drink little water and sleep on the ground, meaning attaining the Creator through personal mortifications. But it's been a long time since that situation has changed. And it changed because the Kelim are entering correction. And when they gather their corrected parts, these parts come together, and then they demand correction by way of more of a group connection. And we can see it also in the development of the steel. At first, we have the steel, then the vegetated, then the animate, then the speaking. What are the differences between all of these pieces, these parts? Only the intensity of connection and the amount of connection between opposite parts. Each one with his own ego, with his own will to receive, that is opposing the others, as much as these parts can nevertheless connect between them in quantity and especially in the quality between them. That is different, then we can talk about the composition of materials that is more complex, and then it is more successful for discovering the Creator. the force that is connecting these parts together. This is why at first the particles, let's say, come, then they connect into all kinds of different forms of steel, then these forms of the steel reach a more special kind of connection between them, where they have in them not only the force to receive and eject, but also to participate together in absorption and emission. Out of the connection between them, this is already the force of the vegetative in our nature, around us and inside of us, in spirituality accordingly. Then we have a connection between them in a way that is even more complex, where they also start to multiply and beget, and even more and more complex forms, where we reach the animate level, and then we reach the speaking level, where we now have to see, to try to attain, that this is already the level of the attainment of the emanator. However, out of all of the actions that we study, we see that everything depends on the connection between all kinds of opposite parts, and specifically on top of the opposition between them, the rejection between them, we reach the recognition of the force that operates between these opposite parts, on top of the opposition between them. And we call that force Bore, Creator. This is why we are, who are already at the end of the development, the end of the corrections of the parts, the broken kelim, our work is mostly not on the levels of the still, vegetative, and animate, but on the level of the speaking between us, by the fact that against our rejection, we have to try to connect to tens, as Kabbalists write to us about. Then we discover how much we're incapable of connecting by ourselves. Of course not, and it's good. This is already an attainment of there is none else besides him, that only he is capable of it and not us. Because we are egoists, we can only reject each other, or if we come closer to each other, it's only in order to use each other egoistically, which is the opposite of the goal of resembling the Creator and discovering him between us. Therefore, of course, the more we will try to connect between us, we will only attain half a success. And that's good, because in the end, it pushes us to a greater connection, a more true connection, more correct one, until we try and try and try, and ultimately we understand that we are not capable of connecting, and the Creator is also incapable of connecting us, unless our connection will be according to our requests, with love covers all crimes, that we don't want to cancel our ego, we agree to remain with it. However, I build connection above my ego. Then I truly have the understanding of all kinds of things that exist inside of my ego, and the opposite of it, above it. And from keeping these kinds of relations of disconnection and connection, as much as they are in contrast and as much as they sustain each other and how they fit together and add to each other, according to that, I am ready to discover the Creator, so that my great ego reaches such a state where I start to feel the upper force that is connecting between us. This is why the Creator created with all of his force, the egoistic will to receive in each one of us, and as much as we, on top of the ego, want him to rule us, accordingly we discover him as controlling us. This is what we study in the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is our foundation, this is our goal, and we very much hope that in the upcoming Congress, in the Moldova Congress 2019, we will attain the force that is connecting us, discover it according to our demand, and will make him happy by that. And according to that, let's continue with the passages that talk about there is none else besides him. So please.
So excerpt 15 from Rabash, the mightiest of the mighty. Who is the mightiest of the mighty? He who makes his enemy his friend. In the wisdom we should interpret that mighty is one who conquers his inclination. That is, he who works with the good inclination and subdues the evil inclination. The mightiest of the mighty is one who works also with the evil inclination. As our sages said, with all your heart, with both your inclinations. Where the evil inclination too serves the Creator. It follows that he makes his enemy, the evil inclination, his friend. And since the evil inclination is also serving the Creator, it follows that here he has more work, for which he is called the mightiest of the mighty.
That is, at first, we yearn to discover the Creator, and there are many years where we don't even know how to do it, even though the books and the teachers tell us how we reach the revelation of the Creator. We don't quite listen, we can't yet hear it, our ears, as it says, we have ears but they do not listen, and we have eyes but they don't see. These are 2 degrees, hearing and seeing, in the attainment of reality, both the corporeal one as well as the spiritual one. And years go by this way until we start hearing that there is no choice. Apparently the attainment of the Creator is a special kind of attainment that happens above our ego, above the rejection. We don't need to destroy ourselves, as we heard and read in many books, maybe, how people were truly destroying themselves, their ego, their will to receive, through fasting, through all kinds of solitude, going to the desert, living a very dangerous life and also very limited life. Where it seemed to them that this is how you attain godliness, and indeed, to some extent, you can attain it, because such a person destroys his will to receive, and according to that, he becomes more pure. That is, he doesn't become he's no longer a partition stopping the light. He just annuls and annuls and annuls himself, and by that, he somehow feels certain phenomena. But also when he feels these phenomena, he cannot feel them in an aware manner. But the way that they're revealed because he annulled his will to receive. He annuls it as much as he's capable of. And therefore, this annulment doesn't give him a connection with the Creator, a mutual connection, but rather only kind of a general feeling, like on the level of annulment, like on the level of ubar, let's say, an embryo. And this is how they were using this method. Whereas we learn that the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is a reason why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, reception. It is because we use the force of reception. In contrast to all kinds of other methods, mostly it's the Eastern methods and religions, etc., where there they only destroy the receiving force in the person, and by that they bring him to the degree of zero. Whereas we use the will to receive in a creative way. We want to build the Adam, the human. That is that same will to receive that we have in us. Well, first of all, we want to reach the force of bestowal so that the force of bestowal will rule us. And then we start using the force of reception in us so that the force of bestowal will also fill up the vessels of reception. Even when we will perform actions in order to receive, we will correct them to be in order to bestow. Therefore, our path is built out of two parts, as Bala Sulam explains to us in the introduction, the preface to the study of the Ten Sefirot. The first part of our correction is in bestowing in order to bestow, to acquire the degree of Bina, to rise from Malchut to Bina. These are the 40 years in the desert, as they explain to us that this is how it happens. Later on, when we acquire the degree of Bina, which is called an incomplete righteous, because he can justify the Creator only in his vessels of bestowal, above the vessels of reception. All of his vessels of reception, he seemingly annuls them, cancels them. After acquiring the force of Bina, he continues to acquire the force of Bina that is already riding his vessels of reception. He starts to awaken the vessels of reception that earlier he was repressing them, and he moves on to the next stage of the path, in receiving in order to bestow. So he also uses his evil inclination in order to bestow. This is why it says, love the Lord your God with all of your power, all of your soul, all of your might, and with both your inclinations, or all of your inclinations, the good inclination and the bad the evil inclination. First, it should be the good inclination, which is with respect to the quality of Bina that we acquire, and then also with the evil inclination, so that our ego, when we start to gradually awaken it, in all of its parts, we correct them also to be in order to bestow, which is called receive in order to bestow. Accordingly, our path, our way of building the partsuf of the neshama, of the soul, is also divided into kelim of galgalta enaim, the correction of galgalta enaim, and the correction of achap, katnut, smallness or infancy, and gadlut, greatness or adulthood. Accordingly, we say that we keep our corrections on top of our desires on with 248 organs and 365 tendons, meaning that with the 248 positive mitzvot of thou shalt do and 365 mitzvot of thou shalt not do. It's not that we don't perform these corrections. We correct, make these corrections of the over the vessels of reception, but we don't use the vessels of reception in their true form, but only as a hub of ascent. This is why it is called that we use them not in order to receive, because we do not receive in them until the end of correction. Whereas at the end of correction, we have the action of Rav Pe'alim Kapziel, when all of these vessels that we have corrected, they all join together, and furthermore, the parts that we did not use are revealed, which are called the heart of stone, and in each kli of Ahab, and then we receive in order to bestow in the entire kli, the entire soul of Adam HaRishon. This is why our path, as Baal HaSulam explains to us in the preface to the study of the Ten Sefirot, which is the way of first to correct the vessels of bestow, then the vessels of reception, both of them should be in order to bestow until we reach the end of correction, and we also correct the heart of stone in order to bestow. This is the final action that is done from above through Rav Pe'alim Yekabtze El. This is why all of our evil inclination, our desire that the Creator has created, in the end works in a way that it is entirely under the intention to bestow. And by that, we achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, and He fills us up, and we feel Him filling us up. And this is the end of correction, the complete state with which we continue on. Where do we continue? The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't say. It says, here is how we correct our kelim. Maybe afterwards there is something else that Kabbalists don't tell us about, and we cannot even understand what happens to us in the next stage, because we don't yet have the kelim, even the empty ones, for that state that will be. And also that state that if it will be revealed following the end of correction, it's not built on a deficiency. I have created the evil inclination, you should correct it, and then you will attain me. Rather, it is built already through partnership, I guess, with the Creator. And there, apparently, we have more existence and advancement, because we cannot depict to ourselves how it is possible to exist without a deficiency, a lack. So apparently there would be a lack from the other side, from the side of the complete, corrected kli in an eternal manner. I don't know. I hope we will reach that. And for that, we now have a state where we can connect in a 10, and in the 10 we can check how much we're incapable of connecting, how much we reject each other and hate connection, and how much we so much need the upper force to do its work on us. This is why it is called the work of the Creator, and it is upon us only to invite this work. Any questions from you, Bnei Baruch?
Student is asking, the mightiest among the mighty, is that a state where we use the will to receive and turn it into bestowal in order to bestow?
Yes, that's right. And it's also written about it this way. Read again excerpt number 15, please. Gilad?
Yes. Who is the mightiest of the mighty? He who makes his enemy his friend. According to the work, we should interpret it such that one who is mighty is one who conquers his inclination. That is, he works with the good inclination and subdues the evil inclination. The mightiest of the mighty is one who works also with the evil inclination, as our sages said, with all your heart, with both your inclinations, where the evil inclination too serves the Creator. It follows that he makes his enemy, the evil inclination, his friend. And since the evil inclination is also serving the Creator, it follows that here he has more work, for which he is called the mightiest of the mighty.
This happens gradually. I need to reach a state where I see that I'm incapable of coping with even my smallest desire, with food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, with all of these desires, in this entire spectrum of desires, the variety of desires, I cannot cope with them. If some desire awakens in me and I have no other power against it, then this desire controls me. I'm completely 100% controlled by it and I have no possibility to do anything against it. And after this recognition, we can move on, because without us in each and every situation determining that we are incapable of correcting ourselves, that we are incapable of coping with our will to receive, even on the smallest degree, even if it really destroys us, kills us, if a desire for something comes, it controls the person, as it says there, with the example that the angel of death brings a drop at the edge of the sword, and a person necessarily opens up his mouth and he swallows up this drop of death and he dies. This is how it is each and every time, in each and every state, and the person is incapable of doing anything. Rather, from many such events, he learns how much the evil inclination rules him and how much he has no possibility to overcome it, to resist it. Rather, he needs the upper force. And this recognition that he needs the upper force, and only through help from above, will he somehow be able to cope with the force of the Creator that will dwell in him? This is already a great good advancement in a person, where he comes to know how much he, as Rabash said, well, now you also know that you're just a rug. So the fact that he's a rug, he already attained that. And now he's happy that I attained it. That is, helplessness is a fact. How come we will have any kinds of forces with which we can oppose, resist the will to receive that the Creator created in us? He created it, so of course this force controls us. However, here, because of the shattering of the vessels, because of the preparation that has been done in us in advance, in our nature, by the fact that we come and study and perform all kinds of mechanical actions, by that we awaken the reforming light, and suddenly we start to understand, to feel that we can demand the force of bestowal from the Creator, to demand of Him that He will give us some force of connection, even. And this is how we advance. That is, we have a very great preparation from the shattering of the vessels, so that in each one there are sparks, and we need to awaken them. So, if we will awaken them, everything will be okay. So how do we awaken them? By 10 egoists joining in a group. Well, if there are no 10, then as many as you have. And this also it applies to the group of men or the group of women. It doesn't matter. They're all egoists. We don't have anyone else here. It's just that the style of the ego is different. And each one in the group tries to put the group together, that is, to give the group a form of a group. It should be connected in spite of the ego, in spite of the hatred that is between them. And one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. So if we see people that it's very difficult for them, that matter of connection, they're incapable of it for years and years. That is, here 10 or 15 years is nothing on this level. It is very long in terms of time. Why? As we know about the level of the steel, that the time of the development, let's say in our world, when the universe develops, it's 10 and even more billions of years until the steel becomes organized into some kind of matter. Even the steel matter that is already organized in atoms, and then the atoms connect into a more complex form, Later on, when it comes to the level of the vegetative, when it can already demand something, even though it doesn't know from whom, however, to develop some desire out of itself, like the vegetative, like a plant that wants to drink water, to breathe air, even in the form of the vegetative, it also takes a lot of time. So we just have to realize that everything comes from the still, and in a group, when we exist and we want to establish a connection between us, that truly with all of our force, as much as we do, as much as we try, and also we have to tolerate people who don't quite understand yet and they don't really want to connect. However, nevertheless, there is in them a force, a desire for the goal. However, they don't yet have the willpower for connection. We have to understand them. That's actually them. These are the people from the group who will advance even higher, since the great will to receive is already operating in them, even on the still level. This is why the group has to tolerate it. The group has to take into account such people and draw them also and help them and support them. Later on, in the future gradual advancement, suddenly we will see how much these people start more and more to advance, to understand better, to feel more, because in them the evil inclination is greater, it is higher, and therefore we say about them that they have a high soul. That is, it's in terms of the future, that they will have a possibility to discover more. And we need to support each other this way. Why am I elaborating about people who are finding it difficult to do the work in the group? We have to help them. Later on, they will help us. And this way, each shall help his friend. Bnei Baruch, do you have more questions?
Ofer, please.
What is it, as far as we're concerned right now, in our situation, in our work, what does it mean to make the evil inclination a servant of the Creator?
When I rise above my ego, I don't wait until I will love the friend. We're talking about the ten. I reject everyone. I shouldn't think that I will love them for the time being. Rather, I do it forcefully. Forcefully. As much as I understand the importance of connection, I try to reach it, even though I don't want it. And this is how we advance. That's it. And if I have in me desires that do not agree with it, so they don't agree. But I connect above them as much as I'm capable of. And of course, I don't expect my heart that my heart will love the friend. I want to do it forcefully, to perform actions of external connection as much as possible. Next.
So, the created being understands that it cannot overcome anything, as you mentioned, even the littlest things. And then, by lack of choice, he turns to the Creator. But it's still written that he's a hero, so where is he a hero?
He is still mighty, a hero. Well, a hero like a little child, like a baby. In that he understands that he has to scrutinize his desires and use these desires only in what is given towards connection. And all of the rest, not to destroy them, not work with them, but to truly not work with them. That's it. And we see that in the spiritual partsuf, where the spiritual partsuf always has a rosh that makes a calculation, how much of the desires can I use practically, that will be the toch, and how many desires I cannot use them practically, and that will be the sof. And the difference between the toch and the sof, how much we use and how much we don't use, is the difference between the thin line and the complete circle. That is, the sof of the partsuf is very big. Go ahead.
A plea to the Creator. Can you define it as a sort of act of overcoming one's ego, if he feels that he's like a rag? Is that the type of hero?
That too is a kind of a hero, mighty. He's mighty in that he sees how much he's incapable of it, and he realizes that here it has to be the control of the Creator, and he is capable of overcoming his ego and allow the Creator to rule him. And this is being mighty. That is, I subdue my ego so that it bows down. It bows down towards the Creator, towards the upper force. It's not simple. Mighty is one who subdues his evil inclination, either in bestowing in order to bestow or receiving in order to bestow. Yes?
Rachamim.
Boker Sameach.
Joyous morning. I heard you say, learning. What does it mean, learning?
Learning means that he absorbs, he tries to absorb wisdom from the wise, the sage, and through it work on his kelim. That's it. Not with his own rosh, his own head, but with the rosh of the sage. This is called to learn, to study. It could be at school for a child. It could be with anything else. This is called to learn. To learn means that instead of my own view, I subjugate myself and I acquire someone else's view. I try that his reason will rule me, so much so that I can think with it forcefully, and it might be that his reason will direct me to actual actions.
How do we attain the four discernments in the four letters of Havaya?
I don't know. And I don't want to know this for the time being. Such questions, I don't want to hear them.
Orlando, vaksha, ken.
Hi, Rav. Hi, friends. You explained that at final correction, that the Creator fills the entire kli, and the kli feels the filling. What is it that the kli feels it's being filled with?
The kli is filled with the degrees of Naran Chai. These degrees of Naran Chai are degrees that differ qualitatively from each other. Nefesh Ruach. It is the degree of Katnut. Nefesh is Ubar, embryo, and Ruach is a small one, or an infant. Neshama Chaya Yechida do not exist in man's body truly, rather only for the time being partially until the end of correction, because the vessels of reception, which are the Achap, Tzad of Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, Ozen, Chotem, Peh, they cannot be corrected fully. sufficiently. And this is how we attain, accordingly, according to our kelim and the light that fills them up, we attain the Creator. Naran Chai. On each degree, we have Naran Chai. And this is how we need to advance. That's it.
Now,
in what form specifically do we attain the Creator in nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, emotionally and intellectually in our mind and heart? It's possible to elaborate it a little bit, but still it won't be understood because we don't have feeling and understanding against it in the field, in actuality. We haven't attained it yet, but when we, with God's help, will start to attain it, then we will have mutual attainments between us in the attainment of the degrees of Naran Chai. Then we will be able to talk and scrutinize these things, and then the connection between us will be a lot more essential, a lot more to the point. Go ahead.
Monterrey, Baksha.
Hola, Rab. La pregunta es, ¿cómo podemos
apoyar a los Estados Unidos cuando se les revela un gran desafío? How can we support the friends when very strong desires revealed, although there is also a strong desire to connect?
Again?
Repeat, please.
¿Cómo apoyar a los amigos que se
les revela? How can we support the friends when a very strong desire is revealed in them, which prevents them from connecting?
First of all, we always have between us all kinds of combinations of states, ascent, descent, each one according to whatever the Creator, how the Creator directs us. And here we are like clay in the hands of the potter. He raises and lowers each one according to how we need to advance. And it's like, let's say, like a pianist plays on the piano. So he presses and leaves those keys, and this is how the melody comes out. And this is also how it is with us in the group. And it is only upon us to try to be, well, to hear, to see. This is how we advance. That is, the most important is subjugation, and to understand how we can be together. Our work is not in each one aiming himself only, tuning himself. Rather, our work is more that after each one subjugates himself, then we try to be connected together. This is the most important in the connection of the group and in that melody that we play between us in such a way, we actually discover the Creator. This is how it happens. This is why our subjugation is with respect to the nigun, the melody, meaning with respect to us connecting together, and each one will get his place where he can express himself, meaning he can play, he can bring out his note, his sound, his voice, but most importantly, it has to be together. Imagine to yourselves how it will work, how it will come out if each one goes into the melody and he does whatever he thinks, whatever he wants to do without connecting to others, how the melody will end up. So, until we're ready for that, we cannot hear and also get an answer, get a result from our incorrect connection. This is why the most important thing that what one needs is to always check how much he is in the right connection with the friends, so that one melody will come out. So then it turns out that all in all, we don't play, we don't know what to play, rather we just annul ourselves, each one towards the others, and when we are all annulled this way, each one towards the others, we start to feel that the Creator is playing in us, and according to that, we feel Him, we understand Him, we become as a kli for His instillment in us. Please.
Состояние, которое я сижу и ощущаю себя как тряпка.
The state in which I sit and feel myself like a rag and I cannot do anything. It's a very clear and aware state that it comes from the Creator. So what step can I take forward in order to awaken myself towards the ten?
Repeat.
Когда я в десятке ощущаю себя как тряпка,
I feel myself in the ten like a rag. I can't do anything, but that I'm aware of it, that it comes from the Creator. Is there some step forward that can promote me, can take me forward in the direction of the ten in such a state?
Only connection, only annulment, only physical work together with them to help, to connect, to do everything that the group needs for its to sustain itself and its locations, house, connection with Israel in order to you know, get the lessons from there, dissemination, all that helps, and you can participate in all that in whatever state you may be in. It's very helpful. A good example for us is Moshe and his assistant Yeshua, Moses and Joshua. His assistant who helped him organize the place where people studied, he was just the attendant there. And because he helped Moses in all that work, with Moses' work in such a simple manner, he was awarded with the revelation of the Creator to such a point where he became the leader of the whole people after Moses.
Yes. What does it mean to subjugate myself or to subjugate evil inclination? What does it mean in the work?
That it won't hinder me from connecting, but rather actually help me to connect. That's the meaning of subduing it, subjugating.
Is it related to exertion?
How else? How will you do it? Try, and you will see how much exertion it requires.
So, what is the difference between exertion and labor?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The main thing is effort. Effort in the direction of connection. And then you will see all these intellectual philosophies. Labor, exertion, toil. You can bring many, many other words to say the same thing. It doesn't matter. The main thing is wherever I object where I resist connection, I turn to the Creator and I request. And maybe in order to request, I need to understand that by myself I'm incapable of doing it. That's the period of preparation. But later on, we reach a state where it's clear to us that we're incapable of it and only the Creator can help, and then we turn to Him. Please.
Вы сказали, что человек должен проверять, что он находится в правильном объединении с товарищем.
Как
мы проверим, что я нахожусь в правильном объединении, вообще в объединении?
If he's included in the right connection or just in connection in general?
It's very simple. If I do everything for the friend to reach a connection with the group and with the Creator, and this is the way I need to behave with everyone, meaning, as far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to maintain the connection with each one or all the friends. Without me participating in that way with each and every one, they also won't be able to achieve a connection between them.
What do we do in situations where a physical desire awakens and doesn't let you rest or work on connection until it receives fulfillment? Should we also overcome physical desires?
Physical desires. They participate with the in the attainment of the Creator, and we need to see in them that power that comes against. The more we have the greatness of the Creator amongst us, then the physical desires will yield gradually, and not all of them, but bit by bit, slowly. And later, they will even help us to connect together and to connect with the Creator. Yes, but again, it all comes to a person. According to his investment, the more he invests himself, you can't really talk about it. There's none as wise as the experienced. Please.
Elad from Afula is asking, should we aspire to first of all be under restriction and aspire to be in the state of Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, which is preparation of the realization of the thought of creation, to receive in order to bestow?
I don't care about all those philosophies, being Chafetz Chesed, if I don't know what it means, doing this or that. I need to be in connection, and whatever the connection between us requires, whatever the connection between us requires, that's what I need to do, that's how I need to serve. And all these words we're saying now, Chafetz Chesed, and later even more, it's just words. We don't know what it means. Those sensations aren't in us. We don't have the preparation for it. Why should I say words that I don't understand? I don't understand their essence. So only connection, even though it's very hated, but especially because it's so clear, we hate it. So, please, for the next hour, we'll be going over the lesson of the Congress, from the Congress. But one more question.
How do we disconnect from my personal involvement and not expect that anything, any kind of benefit will come back to me out of my requests for the friends or for the ten?
It's not within our capabilities to disconnect, to detach from our egoistic goals, from me tying myself to the goal, to success. No, I'm incapable of doing so. However,
I need
I can work on it, and gradually I'll begin to feel that the importance of spirituality and of the group, the Creator, this whole endeavor begins to become more important to me than the rest of my life. The Creator plays a very complex game here. He changes our lives, these lives of ours. He gradually brings us to a state where our lives don't matter so much, they're not worth much. We can see how we view reality. Later, he brings us this form of the imaginary world where we imagine to ourselves that we exist in this world, even though this image, and this image is, it's all deteriorating, it's all one big fall. It's difficult for us to appreciate this life and this whole game the Creator plays from within and without, awakening us, toying with our very complex will to receive, which is made of yearning for spirituality and yearning for corporeality. And then between all these forces, he pushes us to this, to that, and to both, and so on. By that, he builds our vessels for us. And that's how we're built. Yes?
Внутреннее, что тебе что-то должно вернуться, когда ты просишь за товарища, просишь за десятку.
When you ask for friends, for the ten, there is some pressure from within, where you also ask for yourself. Does that remain until the end of correction or not?
That remains until the end of correction. Right up to the end of correction, because the heart of stone, when it's annulled entirely, I don't know what that is really, but only there can you have truly pure thought. Up to there, it's all a matter of degrees, but throughout these degrees, also you have parts which are revelation, parts of concealment. So, it turns out that we need to understand that always it's a part where yes, and a part where it's, we're not in that. No. So perhaps we can move on to the lesson of the Congress.
Yes, moving on to a lesson on the topic of the.